This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said his government is making unprecedented investments in modern infrastructure to build a Vikasit Bharat. Speaking after inaugurating the first phase of Noida International Airport at Jewar in Gautam Buddha Nagar district of Uttar Pradesh this afternoon, Mr. Modi shared that over the past 11 years, the infrastructure budget has been increased more than sixfold, with over 17 lakh crore rupees spent on highways and expressways and over 1 lakh kilometers of highways constructed.
2014 तक रेलवे में सिर्फ 20,000 किलोमीटर रूट का बिजलीकरण हुआ था, जबकि 2014 के बाद से 40,000 किलोमीटर से ज्यादा रेलवे ट्रैक का बिजलीकरण किया गया है। आज ब्रॉडगेज नेटवर्क का लगभग 100% बिजलीकरण हो चुका है।
The Prime Minister highlighted that for the first time, the Kashmir Valley and capitals of the Northeast are being connected to the rail network, while port capacity has more than doubled in the past decade and the number of inland waterways continues to grow. He said India is working at a rapid pace in every sector necessary for building a Vikasit Bharat, calling for collective effort and national unity in the face of global challenges. The Prime Minister said he had spoken at length in Parliament and held detailed discussions with chief ministers about tackling the crisis arising from the ongoing conflict. Noida International Airport is among the largest greenfield airport projects in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Crown Prince and Prime Minister of Saudi Arabia, Prince Mohammed bin Salman, today and discussed the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Both leaders agreed on the need to ensure freedom of navigation and keeping shipping lines open and secure. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he reiterated India's condemnation of attacks on regional energy infrastructure. Prime Minister Modi thanked the Crown Prince for his continued support for the welfare of the Indian community in Saudi Arabia. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said the government is closely monitoring the situation and is committed to safeguard the Indian people from any impact of the conflict. Mr. Singh said this while chairing the meeting of an informal group of ministers comprising several senior ministers in New Delhi. The meeting was held to review the risks to energy supplies, domestic availability of essential commodities, critical infrastructure resilience and robustness of India's supply chains in the wake of the ongoing conflict in West Asia. Amid the evolving situation in West Asia, the government today said adequate stocks of petrol and diesel are available at all petrol pumps across the country. In a statement, the government informed that yesterday more than 54 lakh LPG refills were delivered in the country. The government added that all refineries are operating at high capacity with adequate crude inventories in place and sufficient stocks of petrol and diesel are being maintained. Iran today said it had targeted two U.S. Army hideouts in Dubai as the conflict in West Asia continues. According to Iran's state-run Fars News Agency, a spokesperson for the central headquarters of Hazrat Khatam al-Anbiya claimed that U.S. military personnel had relocated to these sites after earlier Iranian strikes on bases in the region. The spokesperson claimed that more than 500 troops were present at the locations, around 400 at one site and 100 at the other. Meanwhile, U.S. authorities have not yet commented. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today accused the Mamata Banerjee-led Trinamool Congress government for security lapses and economic distress in West Bengal. He also highlighted low wage and bad conditions of labourers in the state due to the appeasement of illegal immigrants by Mamata Banerjee. The 19th edition of the Indian Premier League IPL cricket began in Bengaluru this evening. In the opening match, Sunrisers Hyderabad have set a target of 202 runs for defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. Put into bat, Sunrisers Hyderabad scored 201 runs, losing 9 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, RCB was 75 for 1 in 6 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, RCB had won the toss and opted to bowl. And with that, we end this news bulletin.